It's Monday, April 28, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Okanja is in shock after the recent murder of three young girls, Roslind Dinilao Fabian, Ingrid Maasdorp, and Beyonce Karugas. Minister Sanet Steenkamp addressed the tragedy yesterday while President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa met with Karugas' grandmother and addressed the community at No Ape Stadium. Okanja Mayor Beatrice Kotungondo spoke to us on the possibility of some form of lockdown.
You see, in order for you to have a lockdown, there needs to be a crisis, an additional crisis. It needs to be called by the authorities. Now, if we are going to call for a lockdown, it should be, council should sit down, there should be a bylaw that should be made that from this time to that time, there will be no movements in Okahanya. Now, the president indicated that there should be a lockdown. We are now trying to look at the legal modalities around enforcing a lockdown.
Meg Hengari, heading the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform, has resigned following rape allegations involving a 21-year-old woman. Hengari was arrested on Saturday for allegedly attempting to bribe her. The incident led to growing calls for his resignation from political analysts. State House confirmed his resignation yesterday morning. Public scrutiny has since intensified, particularly regarding Hengari's attendance at the State of the Nation address last week, despite being relieved of his duty on April 23rd. Minister of Works and Transport Veiko Nekundi has instructed the Chico company responsible for constructing the Nepara Road to ensure its security service subcontractor signs contracts with employees and pays them according to the established wage of $13.50 per hour instead of the $8.75. Nekundi adds that if the contractor fails to comply by Wednesday, the security company will be dismissed. Labour expert Hebet Yao has weighed in on the issue.
It is a most welcome move by the minister to say this will not be tolerated, and government must make that clear throughout that any contract will be terminated if a company doesn't pay the minimum wages. And I would also suggest that government passes very severe penalties for any company found to not pay at least the minimum wage levels.
South Africa's General Industries Workers Union says that while the country's Freedom Day commemorates the dismantling of apartheid's racist political system through the 1994 elections, it left the economic dominance of white capital largely untouched. Union President Mametlewe Sebe argues that the negotiated settlement preserved property rights, protected monopolies, and entrenched neoliberalism.
The mining and finance monopoly continues to loot our mineral resources, whilst black workers remain dispossessed and in chains of colonial wage slavery. Official unemployment stands at 32.9%, with youth unemployment at 60%. Millions survive in informal economy and in starvation wages.
On the international front, organizers of Vancouver's Lapu Lapu Festival in Canada say they're heartbroken after a car ramming attack killed 11 on Saturday. The BBC reports that RJ Aquino said the Filipino community feels numb and angry, while authorities confirmed the incident was not terror-related. Local lawmaker Mabel Elmore praised the community's resilience. Police said the 30-year-old suspect, known to them, had a history of mental health issues. A memorial for the victims is being planned to help the community begin the healing process. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.